Lights better.
It's the other room.
It's
in the other room, so I think it's against the wall somewhere in the other room. I'm not sure. Previous year, so we were discussing the Machlokesdin, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim that permeates all Hilchos Tanoim. A person makes, gives a get, gives a kashanisha ala Tanai. So the question is, how does he have to verbalize that Tanai? So according to Rabbi Meir, he has to be careful to say it precisely like it was, appears in the Chumash, namely a Tanai Kofel. He has to say, if such and such happens, then the get will be chal. And if such and such doesn't happen, then the get won't be chal. So he has to say it tonight, kofel, and he has to say the positive before the negative. All the conditions have to be met. And if not, if for some reason he makes a chalos, tries to make a get or a kedushin ala tonight and doesn't verbalize it properly, then we just cross out what he said. The whole thing is null. The tonight is null and void, and the condition goes through, and the gerushin goes through. It goes through whether or not the actual condition was fulfilled. And the Chacham say, no, the Chacham say, it doesn't matter how you say it, it doesn't matter if you give a single or double, it doesn't matter. It's considered to be ala Tanai no matter what, even though it's not a perfect replica of the Negev and Reuben, that's okay. And therefore, the condition of the Gittin is in fact conditional. So the Machlokes are made, the Chachamim is, at the end of the day, if you didn't verbalize the Tanai 100%, does the Tanai keep its status of a Tanai and limits the Kedushin or the Gerushin or not?
So the Gemara. Does it come on the pit in the area of Kedushin and Gerushin? Or?
Oh, that's a further shot. So there's a Machlokes and Harishonim. Does all this cloud Tanai Kofel, does this apply by Tanai Mammon also? That's a big, big Machlokes. So comes the Gemara here and raises the question. There's a Brisa that seems to contradict everything we just said. So we'll pick it up from Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. The first word line is Minayu. It's a little bit less than halfway down. So, Erminu. Hareze gitech abanashat the shamshas abishteshonim. A person gives a get to his wife on the condition that she's going to serve his father for 2 years. Or abanashat tanikias benishteshonim. Or on the condition that she's going to nurse his child for 2 years. So, he feeds. It's a real tzaddik. He's giving a get. But he wants to get something out of it. He wants to get something in return. So, he puts on this condition on her. Now, mesa av or mesa bein. And now either the father dies or the son dies. So obviously the condition is not going to be able to be fulfilled. So Eino get div Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, so tough. So the condition wasn't fulfilled. It wasn't fulfilled. The get is not going to be good. So this is an outright contradiction to what Rabbi Meir said before. Because according to Rabbi Meir's theory from before, that if the Tanai wasn't the Tanai Kofel, here it doesn't seem to be a Tanai Kofel. So if it wasn't a Tanai Kofel, you just erase it, and then the get is going to be valid, irrespective of whether the Tanai is going to be fulfilled. The Chachamim Amrim, and the Chachamim say, Av al pishlo niskaima Tanai, erase the get. And the Chachamim say that even though the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, the get is still good. Yechayl yishan taimalo, she could say to him, Tevi avichem Hashem shenim, give me a father, I'm happy to serve him. Small technical problems, not alive anymore. Tevi bin chavani kenu. Or she could say to him very sarcastically, give me a son, I'm happy to nurse him, even though he's not alive anymore. So basically the Chachamim are saying is that the get is going to go through no matter what. So that's against what they said before. So both Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim Shittas are flipped. So in the previous sugya, if the Tanai wasn't kafel, so Rabbi Meir said, we just forget the Tanai, the get's good anyway. And the Chum said, no, the get depends upon the Tanai. And at this price, so the sheet is the exact opposite. So Kasha and Rabbi Meir, Kasha and Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Meir contradicts Rabbi Meir, the Rabbanan contradicts the Rabbanan. So he says, no, it's not really a contradiction. The Rabbi Meir had the Rabbi Meir Lokasha. Also with the Lokafla the Tanoi. Also with the Kafla the Tanoi. The Lashon of Brice is Lav Dafka. It's almost like Vechule. The point of the Brice is not to spell out all the Mishpatah Tanoi. When the Brice says that, according to Rabbi Meir, it still depends on the Tanoi, that means you were kosher with the Tanoi. That means Hacham Ha'eskid. And you did say what you were supposed to say. For Rabbanan and Rabbanan Lokasha. And the contradiction of the Rabbanan is not really a contradiction. Man Chacham to Hacham. Who would the Chacham in this Brice that will say that she could say to him, give me a father, give me a child, give me a son, and I'll take care of them? That is following the view of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He the Amma called a kavish eight men, I raise again. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel back in that Mishnah had a different sheet. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, of course the Tanai has to be fulfilled. The Tanai is being fulfilled. What does that mean? If it's not her fault that the Tanai is not being fulfilled, if she's not the one who's holding back, she's not the one who's refusing to do her part, she's more than willing to do her part. The child, the father's not here anymore. So she can't do her part. So that's considered to be her fulfilling of the Tanai. So we thought before that she's not really fulfilling the Tanai. It's not true. That's called fulfilling the Tanai, even though she's not actually doing it, since it's not her, it's not she who's the one who is preventing the Tanai from being fulfilled. So Torah Rabbanan, now the Gemara gives us a few more details about Hilchos Tanoim. So Amalav b'fnei shnayim, a person says to a woman in front of two people, "Hareza gitach amanashet desham shes abba beis shanim." So first, right before he gives her the get, he makes the following condition that the get should be valid only on the following: if you serve my father for 2 years. V'chaz of Amalav b'fnei shnayim. Then he says to her in front of another two people. So here Rashi is quick to point out he didn't give her the get yet. If he gave her the get based on the first condition, then the game's over. We can't talk about subsequent conditions after the get is given. So here it means he hasn't yet given the get, and he pulls in two witnesses, and he says condition A. And then 10 minutes later, before he gives it the get, he pulls in two other witnesses, and he says condition B. So what is this kavana? Is this kavana that the second condition should negate the first condition? Is his intent that both conditions should be valid, either condition? What does he mean? That's what the Brisa says, that if the first condition had to do with serving the father, and then because of Yamalab, and then he says to her, oh, by the way, I'm going to give you the get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. So, lo bitel divir acharis harishon. So, the second condition doesn't negate the first condition. They're two totally different stories. It's not like she changed the nuances. It's not like she said, well, he said, serve me for 2 years, then he said, serve me for 2.5 years. It's a totally different condition. So therefore, what he's basically saying is that either one is valid. Either way, either thing you want to do for my service, either you want to serve my father, or you want to give me 200 zuz, whatever. He's a very, very nice, very easygoing guy. He said, either way, a black belt he's willing to accept. So, Ratzta Bisham Shaso, Ratzta Nosarasa Masayim Zuz. So then she has the option either to serve, or she has the option to give the 200 zuz. So either condition would be a valid way of making sure that the get is in effect. About Amalam of Nishnaim, what if he says to her in front of two Edim, Hareza gitech abanash shetit li masayim zuz. So first set of Edim, he says to her, give me 200 zuz. V'chaz of Amalam of Nishnaim, Hareza gitech abanash shetit li gimu mayim zuz. He ups the price a little bit. He says that, wait a second, I only asked for 200, I asked for 300. So then, bitel divri achron es harishon. Then obviously, he didn't mean to say, I'm giving you a choice, either 200 or 300. When he said 300, he meant 200 wasn't enough for him. But then the price concludes, v'yein echam in harishon, v'yechem in echam ron v'tstarfin, that you, if you want to have edus, you want to figure out later whether this get was actually given Allah tonight. Here it doesn't say these storm in the text of the get. So if she's walking around with this piece of paper, she's going to get remarried. So the only way to show that this get was written was given on the Tanai, you have to have Edom come and testify. They were present when he expressed the Tanai orally. So you can't have one aid from the first Tanai and one aid from the second Tanai come joined together and testify. So the question is, Ahaya, which case is that going on? Ilema Asefa. If it's going on the end, so Harei Bitel. So what do you mean? Why would in your million years would you think you could have one aid from one and one aid from the other? The first tonight doesn't even count anymore. The first time is negated. So the aidim for the first tonight is a meaningless testimony. So no, Ela Aresha is going on the first case where either tonight is acceptable. So the way for her to get this get to be validated is either to serve him or to give him the 200 zuz. So I would have thought that maybe you could have, if we're trying to figure out whether this get was given on tonight or not, so one aid will testify about the first tonight, the other aid will testify about the other tonight. So the end for the Bryce says that's not true. The Bryce says, pshita, they're two different cases, they're two different stories. I didn't hear the second tonight, and you didn't hear the first tonight. So why would in a million years would we think that we could join forces? So Maldatema, I would think Kola Kiyuma tonight would start for. And even though you're right, it's different conditions, different tanoim, but the goal is the same. The goal is to put a break on the get. The goal is to say, wait a second, that piece of paper that you have is not valid yet until you do X or Y. So one A is going to say X and the other A is going to say Y. So I could have made, if I wanted to, I could have made a wild havamina that maybe such an A would be good. Come up on the Bryce says, don't waste too much time making the havamina. It's not true. That they're two different cases. So how in the world can one A testify on the tanai of work and the other A testify on the tanai of money? Either, even though it's true, either tanai could validate the gap, but they're two different stories, and therefore they cannot join forces. So now the Mishnah continues with another kind of very very bizarre kinds of tanoim that the person makes. So Hareza Gita, he gives her a get and he says, Im loy bossi mikan ad shloshim yom. The get will only be valid if I don't come back within 30 days. So here the Gemara is going to explain that what he means is he's on his way, he's leaving. If he hasn't left, he's sitting around the house and he hasn't even started the journey yet, so then that's nothing. So then the tonight didn't even kick in yet. So the tonight is that he's leaving, and he's saying, oh, by the way, if I don't return, so if I'm not back within 30 days, then and only then the get is going to be chal. So now it gets a little bit tricky. What do you mean he started his journey? He stepped out the door, he walked across the street, he went to the highway. At what point do we say that the journey has started, that the 30 days will now kick in, and it's going to depend whether those 30 days are fulfilled or not? So here the Mishnah says depends where he's going. So where's he traveling? He's traveling from Yehuda, from the south of Eretz Yisrael, to the Galil, to the north. The Mishnah tells us that Eretz Yisrael was divided into three parts: Yehuda, Galil, and Eretz Yarden. Those are the three different components that made up Eretz Yisrael. So here the person is traveling from Eretz Yehuda and he's going to the Galil, and the only way that the clock could start to tick when the 30 days have begun, that's only if presumably he gets at least into the beginning of the Galil. He's got to get into the very, he hasn't gone anywhere. He left, he said he's in Eretz Yehuda. So he walks out of Yerushalayim, he travels for 10 minutes, he hasn't gone anywhere yet, so he hasn't really started the clock of the tonight. So the Mishnah says, Igili Antifras. So he gets to the place of Antifras. So the Gemara, at least at this stage, it sounds like that Antifras is the very, very beginning of the Galil, the Chazar, and then he comes back. So i.e., he didn't fulfill his Tanai. So Batal Tanai. So then the whole get is going to be Batal. The Tanai wasn't fulfilled. The Tanai wasn't fulfilled because the Tanai was that I won't be back for 30 days, and here he came right back. So then it's over. So the get is not going to be valid. Hareze Gitech, one of the guys says the same kind of a lotion, but he's traveling in the other direction. Hareze Gitech, Elobosi Mikanat Shloshim Yom. The get should take effect if I don't return within the 30 days. Vayaholech Megal Yehuda. Now he's traveling from the north down to the south. Vigilikvar Osnoi. So apparently, I say apparently because the Gemara is going to qualify this in a moment. Apparently, this village called Kvar Osnoi, that is the cutoff point. So at that point, you consider that the journey has started. The Chazar, and then he comes right back a day later.
I understand these cases. They're like so partial. Like, why would you
not only is it not partial, the Gemara is going to change the whole facts of the case in a minute. Yeah, the Gemara is going to. The point of the Mishnah is to tell me that. Don't think that imlo bossi tershlosh biyom means, okay, now we start the clock right away. The guy says, I'm giving you a get if I don't return the next 30 days. So you don't start right away. The 30-day counts. So that's what it's understood that he doesn't really mean mikan. He means mikan from when my journey starts, because he is going on a journey. So that's the punchline of the Mishnah. The problem is that the cities are...
Let's say he leaves in 20 days.
Right, so it didn't start yet. The 30 days. Yeah, that's right. That's the point of the Mishnah. Right. The ticking away of the 30 days doesn't start until he reaches the beginning of the point of the destination of his journey. So the Mishnah gives you what's the beginning of the Galil, and then the Mishnah turns around and says, what's the beginning of Eretz Yehuda? So the Chazer, then if he returns back, once he reaches Kfar Sinai, then the time is not fulfilled, again, it's not going to be good. Hareze Kideh, so now the next fellow is traveling in the west. If he's going out to Medina Sayyam, we know who that is, right? Well, out in the ocean, he's embarking somewhere along the Mediterranean. And he arrives at Akko. Akko was the port city, so he arrives right at the edge of Eretz Yisrael, the Chazer, and then he comes back, Batotro. So the same thing, that Akko apparently is considered to be already the beginning of Medina Sayyam. That's already 1 foot out the door of Eretz Yisrael. Then the guy comes up with another tonight. Hareza Gitech, he says to him, I'm giving you a get. Kozvan she'evo mikenega panayich shloshim yom. He said, the get will only be valid if I avoid you, I don't pass you by for 30 days. So, hayahalichubba. But he's coming. He waves to her every day, walks by the house, waves to her. So, no. Hopefully, on the siyach and ima raise again. He didn't mean that he's not going to see her. He meant he's not going to be together with her. He's not going to be in the same room with her. So, he doesn't actually be miyachin with her. So, then the tanai was fulfilled. So, even though he quote unquote saw her, he passed by her, he waved to her in the street, that's not considered to be something that will invalidate the tanai. So yes, that's the Gemara's going to talk about what the issue is exactly. What there's a machlokes to think about what exactly the term means. What we're concerned with exactly. So comes the Gemara and says, just the logistics of the Mishnah don't seem to fit in. The geography doesn't seem to match up. Lameima the Antiphras begalal havakaima. It makes it sound like Antiphras is the beginning of the Galil. Or Mini, we learned that a Tosefta went to the Braisa, Antiphras Yehuda, across Noi Begalil. The opposite is true, that Antiphras is in Eretz Yehuda, and across Noi is in the Galil. So how does that fit into what his Tanai was? Beinatayim Matilnas Oluchumra, Lugureshes, the Einim Lugureshes. The Braisa concludes that the area in between these two places, it's hard to say whether the trip started or not. The guy says, I'm leaving Yehuda, going to Galil on a trip. So at what point do you say that the trip began? You say the trip began when he pulls out of Eretz Yehuda? Does the trip begin when he reaches the point of the Galil? So my nafkarina. So when he makes this kind of a tanai, and now he went halfway, and then he turns around, so is the get chal? Is the get not going to be chal? So we're not sure. So therefore, with all these cases, we're not sure whether the trip started or not, whether the 30 days started or not. So we treat it as begureshes, we had begureshes. So, but the bottom line is we get the cities wrong, we get the places wrong. So the Gemara says at the top of Ayin Bava Beis Amar Rabbi Treita Noi Kamar. That the Mishnah was a little bit cryptic in terms of what the Tanai was. There was almost a double Tanai here. Imatina leGalil leAlta leVeYita. So he made a double Tanai. He said that if I make it to the Galil, then the game's over. So he's traveling from, again. It's not exactly today getting on a bus and two and a half hours later you're in the Tzvat. It means this is a major journey. So the guy's getting on his donkey and he's pulling out of Beit Meir and he hopes at some point to make it to Kiryat Shmona. So imatin leGalil alta leVegita. So he says that if I actually make it to the Galil, then the game's over. The get's going to be valid. The imeshinu ba'orchet losin yomin. Or even if I don't quite make it to Galil, but I'm traveling, I'm draying around for 30 days, levegita, so the get should be chal. So he gia leantiferous v'chazar. So now he makes it to Antiphras, and then he comes right back. So was the Tanai fulfilled? Either Tanai would have been fulfilled if he would have either just simply made it to the Galil, or if he would have drained on the road for 30 days. Either one would have been enabled to get married. So Gilead Antiphras v'chazar the lola Galil malta. L'maisi, he didn't make it to the Galil. For lo ishtoi and amishtoi plus in yomen, and he didn't drain around for 30 days. So malta t'ro. So in that case, the Tanai is going to be not fulfilled, and the middle of the get's not going to be good. Again, you can imagine that this was part of a culture. You know, this was in a world where a person traveled, the guy's married, he's traveling, he's getting on a donkey, he's going to disappear. We're not going to hear from him for a meal day, how long? So it wasn't such a crazy thing that he's going to give a get to his wife. The only thing is that he doesn't want to divorce her if he's going to come back. So he'll be back next week. He doesn't want to get to Michal. So he wants to walk this tightrope. So again, for us, it's kind of hard. You know, living in 2024, it's hard for us to understand this mindset. But a guy's going to disappear. That would be a terrible incentive. He doesn't want to bring his wife to Akhud. On the other hand, he doesn't want to divorce her. He doesn't have to. So it makes these somewhat strange kinds of conditional gittin. So then the Gemara gives the exact same story with that raise a gittin lebos v'kadvet shloshim yom lemei with the akum didasayam kaima. It makes it sound like Akko is already considered to be didasayam. That means that's already considered to be out in the ocean. The ha amar of Safra. The Safra said ki ave biftiri rabbanon be'adodi ba'akko ave biftiri. That when the Rabbanon would separate from one another, the Rabbanon from Bavel would come to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and then eventually they would go back to Bavel. So the Rabbanon who lived in Eretz Yisrael didn't want to go to Chutz La'aretz. Mishum the Oslo Tzeisbe Eretz to Chutz La'aretz. Rashi says, at least if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're better Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to stop go to Chutz La'aretz. So the B'nai Eretz Yisrael didn't want to go to Chutz La'aretz, so they would escort their colleagues, they would escort their friends until Akko. So they went as far as Akko, including Akko. So they were hanging around in Akko. See, the Akko's not Medina Sayyam. Akko's not Chutz La'aretz. Akko's considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael proper. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi, trey tenoi karmel. The same as we said before, the person made two conditions. If he actually makes it out of Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam, then the get should be chal right away. Or if I don't make it quite there to Israel, but I'm on the way, I don't make it Chutz La'aretz, I'm sorry, but I'm on the way, and I dray around for 30 days, and I don't come back, Levegit, it should also be a get. So a gila Akko, so the person made it to Akko, so the Chazu, then he comes right back. So the loan didn't say, he didn't make it to Medina Sayyam. So the get isn't valid. The Tanai wasn't fulfilled. And he didn't dray around for 30 days. He came right back. So the Tanai is going to be bottled. If you remember all the way back at the Beis of Ben Aleph, from last year already, this was the Gemara that Tosfos quoted about Akko. This is a raya that Akko was Eretz Yisrael. The problem is that the first Mishnah Gittin sounds like Akko is Chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah says, if you bring a get from Akko, you have to say, B'fai Necha, B'fai Nechtam. So Tosfos quoted Rishami that says that the border, the days of Aishedi, ran through Akko. Tosfos quotes Rishami that says Akko was a half-Jewish city and a half-Goyisha city. So the Jewish side of the city was the Skadish B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the non-Jewish part of the city was not the Skadish B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. In the Akko, in the days of the Rishonim, actually had a real Jewish community in Akko. So recently it has, I mean, more recently, but for many years, Akko was not such a Jewish area, whereas in the days of the Rishonim, it actually was. Some of the Balei Tosfos, when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, the port city was Akko, and they set up a yeshiva there. There was apparently a rather large yeshiva of the Tamid Hari that existed in Akko sometime in the Middle Ages. So then the Mishnah gave another condition. The Mishnah says that Areze Gite Kozman She'eva Mechulei, the person made it tonight that the get should be chal as long as he doesn't meet her, doesn't pass by her. So it says, well, we need to halo over. But he didn't refrain from seeing her. He sees her, he's waving to her every time. So Amrav Hunanana, my panayich tashmish. He didn't mean he's not going to see her, he means he's not going to be together with her. But my karle panayich, why does the Mishnah use such a misleading phrase? So lishta ma'alya nokat, that it didn't want to say, it's not so tsanua to speak otherwise, so it said, panayich, he meant, i.e., that he's not going to be together with her. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, he really meant it. So why is it get good? The condition wasn't meant. What was it meant? So miktani raised mugureshes. The Mishnah doesn't say that she's mugureshes. I raise a get ktani. The lashon of Mishnah is not what it usually is. Usually, when the Mishnah wants to say that the get is valid, it'll say that she's mugureshes. The game is over. She can now remarry. The Mishnah just says I raise a get. The law of a get yoshan. A get yoshan means that he wrote her a get, didn't give it to her yet, and then they had yichud together. So that per se doesn't really mean a Torah cancel the get. What it does is it creates a status with the Rabbanah called literally an old get, a get yashan. And Chazal say you're not supposed to use a get yashan. Why are you not supposed to use a get yashan? Because, let's say he wrote her a get 6 months ago, and in the interim, so he saw her, okay, even if he was together with her, but he gives the get 6 months later. The problem is that it looks like the get was given 6 months earlier because it's dated 6 months earlier, and people are going to make a cheshire. If she becomes pregnant, people say, wait a second, they got divorced 6 months ago, and now she's having a baby in 3 months. Something doesn't look so tzadua here. Nobody realizes that he didn't actually give it a get yet. So to protect the So the Yom Magita Karim Lufna, that should lead to Pagah. People are going to say not nice things about this child. The child was born out of wedlock. So to prevent that Lashon Hara, Chazal said, if you had Yichud with her, since you wrote the get, so you shouldn't give the get anymore. So here the Mishnah say, you don't have to worry about it, because it's not a get Yashin because he wasn't there. He waved over the street. That's not considered to be disqualified to get. But then he has to fulfill the condition. If he doesn't fulfill the condition, so then Taka, the condition wasn't fulfilled, again, maybe that's not going to be good. So the Gemara is going to hopefully finish up next time about just some of the intricacies of this particular condition. And the next mission is going to finish up a few more conditions. And then we can see what the Hilchos Tanoim part of Gittin, and we'll move back to the beginning of the 8th breath, a different aspect of the Hilchos Gittin. Okay. No, we don't play these games anymore.
It's
the get is valid, just that it can't be used. if and when the tonight will be fulfilled, then the will be good. It's too complicated. Yeah, tonight we're too complicated today. We'll make things.
I think maybe
that
somebody was undergoing a very serious operation.
Yeah. I don't know who does that anymore. I mean, the old days used to do it. Yeah, they talk about every war they talk about, I don't get a little bit.